I don't know whether she had some holes in there. She thought maybe you might. They some of them have runners in them, but mm-hmm. but we wear them around out in the yard and things.
Well, I don't mind the runners. I don't mind them runners.
They gave them to her to make a rug, but she doesn't need all of them. And some of them are too big for mm-hmm. anybody.
Too big for anybody.
Yeah, anybody I know. Be too big for you, I know. But I believe she said she had some that you could look at, see if you could find any fit.
Your mamma will talk a little bit, Faye, and I'll get ready.
Yeah. I'll walk
down the lane with y'all when you're
okay.
On your way. Well, I enjoyed this little talk, Miss Daisy. I tried to stay in there and mind my own business, but I heard y'all talking, and I didn't want to miss all that. Miss, you know, Miss Bessie never, we just never see her. She's always busy down there.
Come on, Miss Bessie.
Yes.
Yes. If she ain't busy, she ain't feeling good.
Yes. Well, now, I'll tell you what, though. The weather's going to clear up, and it's going to be nice weather to set outside.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be glad when it happens.
Did you ever see a winter since January where it got cold once a week?
No.
A cold spell.
Cold spell a week.
Yes, sir. This grass has come out no telling how many times.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just curled and back and dead again.
Yep, dead again.
Well,
oh, I never seen nothing like it. You think it's all over and things put out so green and pretty and everything. Next thing you know, in the morning it's dead.
Just enough to knock it back.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had a good frost yesterday morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Sweet, you look this morning.
Oh, you say that would be kind, Daisy. You know I don't look sweet all the time.
Every morning, you're good and fresh. Looking sweet.
Mm-hmm. And fix that tie for me.
Over here and sit down,
ma'am. Let me sit down
over
there on that tie.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder to look at these holes.
Put them right there.
If you could,
put them right there on the
could
table.
Find any that you. I was going through some of them, and so I was wondering if there's any of them that you could use.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wondered. Some of them are smaller than others. I don't know about that.
Smaller it is, the better.
Better fit you? Well, I don't know. Some of them are. Well, some of them might be too small.
It's all right.
Well, all right. You can just have those. I gave Anna some the other day when she was up here. She picked out a few that wasn't as large as she had.
What, Anna?
Was it Anna?
Annie.
And she's not large, you know. Her legs are not very large. So she picked out a few and took them home with her. Some woman gave me a big bag full to make a rug, you know, with.
Yes.
And some of them are not, they just got a little, one rowan maybe or something like that in it, you know. And they're too good to cut up.
That's right.
I just hate to do it. Yes, I do. So I was going over them to see the worst ones, picking out the worst ones so I could use them in a rug.
Yes.
And, so I just happened to think about it then. So that's what I've been sitting in there doing. I can't see too good to see whether some of them maybe have a run in them. And
it don't make a bit of difference about them running with me. No. I have bought them and go to put them on. And when I kind of straightened and stood, you hear something crawling down after run, slam up to the
top.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I had on some the other day that one leg was, I just had several runners in it, and I showed them to Annie. I said, I'd better pull this one off and put it in and put me one of these others, hadn't I?
Well, when you hand from whom?
Well, the last word I had was that my daughter was fixing to, she thinks she'll go this Friday to Texas to see the little girl that's to have the baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the last word from her was she was getting along fine and for her mother not to come till the 13th.
Of
this month, and that'll be Friday. And she wanted to go a few days, though, beforehand. Anyway, so as to get, she's got two little boys, and she didn't have them to kind of look after, you know.
That's right.
She wouldn't want a mother maybe to come before that she had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
But she was feeling good, and the baby's head was, hadn't dropped, and so it may be by this time though maybe has. I think she said it was about the middle of March that she was kind of looking anyway. That's the time she has planned.
I know she'll be glad.
Yeah, she will, because keeping husband in school and.
Mm-hmm.
And said he had been doing so much of the work and having to work there at the house and taking to the children to school and back.
He goes to school himself?
Yeah, he's going to school too. He's taking more. He finished one, but he wants to go on and take some more. He's a designer of buildings and house, architect.
Yeah.
He wants to go in, see they're changing all the time.
That's right.
School buildings and store buildings and houses of every kind of changing styles and everything,
Of
course, he wants to kind of keep up with it, you know. And
that's right, to take care of his job.
To kind of keep it. And so he wants to go on a little farther with it. And before the children get any bigger and more expensive, he thought this was a good time to go do it.
That's true.
And he, but he's not making anything now. He's got his tuition partly paid for. They give him that. But he's not making anything, so they're on expense. and what they have saved up from before, while he was working and all and everything, after he got out of school, he worked for them.
That's right.
And he's going to be ready to, I think he wants to stay a year, though, another year after this one, and go on and go to school. Thanks, maybe. Well, are you getting along all right now? Did Annie stop to see you the other day when she was here Saturday?
No.
Well, they came up and stayed a while. They came in. I think they got some hay or something. And the little people that are planting the garden wanted them to come and tell him what to plant.
Oh.
He's the one that went over
five,
and
nine,
asked
one, five,
to come.
Two.
So, that was, well, are you doing pretty good now?
Yes,
are you?
Good.
I guess Ben's getting along about the same.
Yeah, about the same.
And Bessie, I haven't heard from her. And
she's up and around.
Up and
she
around.
She was out in the yard when we came.
Was she out in the yard?
Mm-hmm.
Is it cold this morning?
Pretty cold out there.
Said it would warm up some. Would warm up today.
Said it's going to warm up.
It just looks like it's never going to warm up and stay, is it?
It's the cool. It's the cool.
Is this operator? I've been trying to get direct
a call direct to Gainesville, and I don't seem to have any luck. Would you try 376-2422?
Yes.
Y'all go ahead and talk. It
yeah.
doesn't.
Well, I thought maybe you couldn't hear. Couldn't hear very well. No, but the sun's shining now, and
591-1512.
The wind's not so cold. I mean, not so strong.
Mm-hmm.
No. Are you going to wash this week, or did you?
Yes,
I'm going to wash. You'd be cold,
but
if
I
you
ain't
don't.
Going out there in this cold. I'm waiting for a warm day.
Maybe.
Maybe tomorrow.
Right now,
you
told me you'd call.
It warms up this evening, you said.
Mm-hmm. I hope you can.
Welcome.
Or shall we just come on and wait?
I've got going in to kind of have my eyes checked. She's talking about that today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether I get to go in to Mr. Van Arnum. Mm-hmm. You know him?
Yes,
Dr. Van Arnum?
Okay, yes, fine.
That's who I go to in Fayetteville.
She said it'd be a little easier to come after lunch.
After lunch?
Because he was running a little late, so to come about a little after 1. So that works fine.
Will that be all right?
Yeah.
With you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's so fine. If he's running a little late, he's got a lot of patience. They all do. You have to wait for doctors everywhere you go. Everything's eye doctors and have other kind of doctor.
Your appointment don't mean much come to the week.
No, it don't mean a thing, does it? Your appointment, you have appointment and you just have to go and sit. Even with that. She's going to wash my dishes. Then I have my breakfast and she brings my breakfast.
No, I'm not. I'm going to leave them right there. I'm going to put my clothes on.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just get them washed up. I'll wash them in a minute. I think she's got everything else washed.
Mm-hmm.
I think God washes a lot. Sometimes he washes all of the dishes.
Oh, he do?
Yeah, he gets up and puts on the oats and cooks the oats and makes his coffee. He fixes breakfast mostly while she goes out and feeds the horses.
Oh, yeah.
But she has to get up and get out and get the horses fed, you know, and so he kind of does that. No. Yes, sir.
I think I'll get me a drink of water.
Drink of water? Well, just get right up there and get you a drink. Be careful now. This old getting up and getting on your knees, your legs kind of bad sometimes, isn't it? I sure do miss the oranges. I declare, last year we just had oranges all the time, but this time they've all gotten killed, look like. They've gotten hurt.
Oh, the cold done them so bad.
Yeah, it really hurt them so that Faye threw out a whole lot the other day that she let Vern hear. I think she left them on the porch. And they probably got hurt out there one night. I was going to eat some of them, and she said, I felt them and all. And she says, Mother, you're not going to eat those. I said, well, this one looks all right. But she wouldn't let me eat it. She says they're kind of dangerous if you eat them when they've been hurt.
Yes, they is. But you can tell them the throat's been through. You could have squeezed it open and if it's white streaks inside it.
Oh.
It's no good.
White streaks.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
White after they froze.
Well,
you know the inside there's a little turn. White.
Turn white. Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know. I don't know anything about them, you know.
That's right.
And anything. Well, they have to get them in mm-hmm. pretty quick after they have a cold spell on them.
Yes, ma'am.
And get them to the juicer and sell them for juice then before they run.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Uh-huh.
They juice them. And I think someone must have been froze too much.
Yeah.
I see some still on the ground.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Between here and where I work at,
uh-huh.
I see some trees, it's just ground's almost covered.
Well, no. Yeah, well, they're falling off now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever pick oranges? Did you ever work in the field?
No, not enough to think about.
Uh-huh.
Now, after a freeze, 1 year, we picked up some off the ground
mm-hmm.
and put them in boxes. I never went up the tree at now.
You never did go up to the tree to get them off?
No.
Uh-huh. And but you did work, did you ever work in the watermelons when they had watermelons around?
No, for them hoeing them.
Just
like that. Uh-huh. Time to gather them. Well, men did that.
Oh, the men all did the gathering.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that. They didn't use no women's gathering.
Oh, they didn't. Uh-huh.
No.
Well, when Freddie he uses that field up there by Bessie's, above Bessie's, for corn, don't he, in the mm-hmm. every year?
He tracted it last week.
He did?
Yes.
Getting ready to plant it?
I guess he's getting ready to plant it.
Does anybody live in that trailer that's up there, kind of?
I don't think so. We don't see anybody
up there. We have never seen anybody this year.
I don't see nobody there. I don't hear nobody.
Well, they must not. Did you ever know the people that lived there?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you all didn't. You're
talking about that trailer?
Yeah, the trailer that is up there by down close to Joe's, you know, back over,
uh-huh.
back over there.
No. No,
back over Bessie's, you know, going around the
corner. You're talking
the
about
corner
that trail up down the hill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. There's a family living there.
Oh, they do. Well, we never see anybody.
A man and his wife and two children. Both of them works.
Oh.
Both of them work. And the children go to school.
Well, we never do see them. Mm-hmm. Even in around
they don't
there.
Come home till late.
Mm-hmm.
But they still live there, but they don't come till late
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Does she work in town?
Yes, ma'am. Sometime I go to the door about 8 o'clock, the back door,
uh-huh.
and I see a light up there.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
they say they work come late.
Mm-hmm.
Most every day
uh-huh.
come late. Well, about
does she work by the day or does she work at a certain?
She works in, I don't know what they do. They
uh-huh.
work in a, look like to me, they say he's a barber.
Uh-huh.
He cuts hair and she helps him.
Oh, have a barber shop then?
Yes.
Uptown?
Barber shop. Some fan games.
Uh-huh. Well. And the children go to school.
Children go to school.
I guess they go on the bus, I imagine.
Yes, and I think when school's out, they go to their grandmother's.
Oh, and stay until.
Stay
uh-huh.
until their parents get
mm-hmm.
ready to come
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
And they go by and pick them up. They stay with their daddy's mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, has Patterson got a place to live yet? Where does he live?
Not that I know. I don't know what Patterson's doing.
Hmm.
First time I get close to his son, I'm going to ask him,
mm-hmm.
where is he at?
Where is it staying? Where is it?
He's somewhere he can get that bus every morning.
Yeah, we pass it on the... He has it sitting in front of a house down there on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we pass it. And just barely have enough room to pass by.
Mm.
On a,
Well, mm-hmm. somebody told me he was parking that truck, that bus up there to his son's house. You see, his son lives in Charlie James' old house mm-hmm. over there.
Mm-hmm. Right over close to where his house burned?
Yeah.
Well, now that's where I guess.
This way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this house is on the right going
mm-hmm.
where his son
mm-hmm.
lived.
Mm-hmm. That's where the cars park nearly all the time. But out mm-hmm. in the road, though, it's in the daytime, mm-hmm. it's been parked out in the road. He may drive it in at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's where he's staying then with his son. What's his son's name? Leo? Oh, no. What is his son's name?
Who?
Patterson's son's name.
What is his son's name? Mm. I think the one live up there in that house. I think his name Leroy.
Leroy. Mm-hmm.
I think that's his name.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Leroy Richardson says he comes to church. He walks to church when he can get away from the dogs. And I said, you got dogs? That he had two.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, when I can't get away from them, I get in the car and drive. But when he can get away from the car, he walks around the back way to the church. Yeah. He's awful thin, isn't he? And he
Mr. Nero?
Yeah, he
yes.
is thin.
He stay like that.
He's just not sick, though, is he? And never.
Mm-hmm. If he's sick, you can't tell if he works all the time.
What does he do? Just work around the house?
Well, he work around the house. He takes care of the yard. He has a little garden.
He just works around mm-hmm.
with his cows and things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got cows up there.
Oh, uh-huh.
And if they need him on the ranch, he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's mm-hmm. there.
But he has some cows of his own.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All of them got some.
All of them have some of their own.
Yes,
yeah.
Some of their own.
And then, mm-hmm.
I think he got two up there. I think she got four.
Hmm.
And Lester got two.
Mm-hmm. That they keep around the house there?
They
somewhere?
Keep around the house.
Do they have some milk cows? Do
no,
they
ma'am.
Have, they don't have any milk?
No.
Where do they get the milk? Just from the store?
They buy it
mm-hmm.
from the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have cows, but they don't have milk cows. Oh, me.
They used to have milk cows and chickens and garden, big garden. Ain't got none of that now.
Just have a little garden.
Just a little garden.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nobody there but him and her, you see.
Yeah.
So they don't need all that stuff.
And the boy just drive from McIntosh and
yes,
come
sir.
To see him, don't
they? They eat dinner with the parents every Saturday.
They come up there and eat
come
with Leroy
up there
and
eat
yeah, every Saturday.
With the
mm-hmm.
She wants them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wants them.
I know she does, because
yes,
she wants
she'll
to be.
You call down there and ask them. Is you coming up for dinner?
Yeah.
I think that's so sweet for families to get together every once in a while.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. Well, that's the only way that they get together now is
that's right.
to come to visit them. My sister used to come from the country and maybe every week
mm-hmm.
bring her children.
That's
and
right.
spend Saturday night with us and leave Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The way they used to do. And, oh, yes. I remember when she had several children. mother to have to go out and stay with her when the baby's gay.
You have a sister?
I have a half-sister now. All my others are dead.
Yeah.
My mother had 7 children.
7.
And she died when she was 40. She was young when she died. Right in childbirth. She had a child about, what they call the menopause, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby came about 6 months, and mother died in about a month after it did.
Oh.
Came and just lived a few hours. It didn't live long. That was her last baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know. She married when she was real young, about 16.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a very active person, though. I said she had done more work, I guess, in her 40 years than I've done in my 87. Because she was very active and very quick and could do...
Mm-hmm. She could do things quick.
She could do things quick. Mm-hmm. And when my father and them lived on the farm, when I was real small, when I was born, and they had a cotton patch. And they said that mother could go out and take the baby and put him in a box or pallet or something out there. And she'd take a sack, and she could fill her sack a lot faster than, twice as fast as my daddy could fill his. She was, and then she'd go in, you know, and cook, and take the baby,
take the baby, and go home, fix the dinner. And
yeah. They said yes.
And think nothing about it.
No, she was very active up until the latter years. Last few years, she was not very well. Probably she did too much work. I don't know.
Right.
She might have, you see. And with having the babies, you know, and everything. But she was that type. She could really get around and do things fast. She would take me, and when I was just very small, and put me on the old mule they had, and go over the kind, then a bag of groceries, potatoes or something they had, and take them to a family that we call him old Mr. Spicer. He was a one-armed man, and his family didn't have much.
That's right.
And my mother, they said she'd pack me on, put me on that old mule in it, and take a sack of potatoes and or something over to see Mr. Spicer. And I expect you did. You all did things like that, too.
Oh, yes. My mother did. She would put them in a bag.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have no stuff to walk to the neighbors, you know.
Close by.
That's right.
You could. And do you remember when they called the saddlebags?
Yes.
They throw saddlebags across the whip and carry things in those bags.
Right.
They'd go to town lots of times with and get things, you know. And that's the way they'd bring them back when
that's
they didn't have a wagon.
Mm-hmm. When they didn't have wagons or buses. You could put them on that horseback.
Yeah, big old saddlebags. I don't know if they were made out of leather, I guess, or something like that.
Well, I don't know what they were made out of, but I've seen them.
Yeah, I used to have saddlebags. A lot of things have changed, haven't they? Yeah, a lot of things in these long years. I can't think I've done very much, though, in those years.
Well, I think you do lots now.
Oh, yeah. I just run around now, Daisy. Oh, me. Run around. I went to a mighty good luncheon yesterday. Woman had for me. She really had some good old food. And we had a good time, five or six of us there. She had a beautiful home. And everything that you could think of that anybody wants. Her maid, though, wasn't there. Her maid only comes on Friday, she said. Mm-hmm. But she did the work herself. She, her children are all married and live way away, and she don't have any children there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's one of Faye's friends. Play piano together. Did you ever play any kind of instrument?
Me? No.
You never did play a guitar or fiddle?
Nothing.
French
piano? Nothing. I can't make no kind of music.
You can't? You couldn't even blow a French harp?
No.
I tell you what you did. You always would sing, I guess.
Yes. Singing, sewing. Working the field and things like that.
Yeah.
Working the house. Never had a chance to make no music.
Yeah. Well, a long time ago, they used to even make fiddles
mm-hmm.
out of corn chucks, corn sticks or something they used to play
yeah.
them. Did you ever know anything about that?
No. All the fiddles I know and things, but they were made when I seen them and someone who used them.
And so you never did know anything about how they made them. Yeah, they, sometimes they'd make them, and well, of course you couldn't get much tune out of them, anything, but I just, I guess boys more than anything, playing and making things. You know. So all you ever did was just the singing.
Yes. Sing, sew, and clean house, and work in the field.
Yeah. I never did work in the yard, garden. Oh, I worked in the yard in flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the garden a little bit. Mm-hmm. Never did work very much outside. Only I did love to work in flowers. Yeah. Do you raise mums, chrysanthemums? Do you have any of those?
Chrysanthemums? No.
You don't have any of those?
No.
I used to have lots of chrysanthemums.
Oh,
and dahlias.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a dahlia is.
Yes, and they have some to the house.
You have them up there.
Yeah, they
have had dahlias as big as a big saucer sometimes. Mm. They were
and ain't
so
they beautiful.
Pretty. Beautiful. Yes, they are. And you plant them and they just come up again next year.
Mm-hmm.
Too. You once get started. Mm-hmm.
You want to get them started, they last for years.
Yeah.
They'll
yes.
come up. And, but they'll finally.
Kind of.
Won't come up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll kind of.
Rot.
Rot away.
Away.
And peonies, are you have peonies? Peonies? Or what are they called?
No.
You never raised any peonies then?
No.
Well, they are great big flowers, too, and they come every year.
Well, how you grow them?
Well,
is it a bulb?
Yeah,
or
they have the roots, a big bulb, and you put them in the ground, you know, and they come and will, they'll last a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, oh, when I was small, and we lived out in the country, and with the country church, and they had a burying ground, you know, where they bury our people. I have a little sister buried out there. And they'd nearly always plant a peony there because it would come up and bloom every year. Every year, and they'd always, nearly always, that they'd have, if they didn't have, get a tombstone, you know, right away, they'd plant a peony out there. And they just grow, and I don't, they, nobody took any care of them. I guess nowadays, though, you have to take care of everything. You have to fertilize it, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. But I don't use no fertilizer.
You don't? What do you, no cow manure or nothing like that?
Nothing, ain't got none.
You know, and you don't, you just grow flowers for that?
Just grow them, I just work them. Try to keep them clean.
Try to keep, yeah. You do have some pretty lilies, don't you?
Yes.
And they come every year.
And they've been killed three times.
Three times this year?
This year. Every time they come out and look so green and tender. Or maybe next week. There'll come a big frost and kill them.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't know that they were that easy to kill. Well, you reckon they'll come out anymore?
Yes, and they're coming out now.
Or are they coming out again?
They're coming out again.
Well, do you cover them up?
Or no.
You're not covering them up?
No, I don't cover them up.
Well, you know,
well, I said kill the top, but the roots.
The roots will still come up, yeah. Mm-hmm. To make them bloom later, I expect.
Yes, I think that.
Well, Annie said the other day that they had her husband had some watermelons, and they had just come up, and he just went out and put sand over them.
Yes.
Covered them up again, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did when, to save them. So I guess they have to come up.
Yeah, that's what they do. They used to, and they plant watermelons and cucumbers, things like squash. They just have a bunch, putting sand over them.
Just put sand over them.
That breaking job.
Yeah, to put that sand over them. You've done that then.
I've done that. You see, you just raise the sand up and put a little over the top. Light. That's what's so worse.
You just get it right on the top of
the
plant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never had thought of putting sand on. I guess we could have put... I guess we could put dirt on them, be the same, just plain dirt. Of course, down here, you all have the sand, and that's easy to get a hold of in the dirt. Okay. Well, that's lots of ways to try to save things. Of course, you all have... Down here, you plant things so much earlier than we do eat them up at where I live. Plant things and have things coming on ready to eat when we're just planting. Well, it's a good time when you... Spring comes and you can get outdoors.
That's right.
And just stay outdoors.
Just stay out there as long as you want.
Yeah. Not have to come in because you're cold. It's a good old feeling. I sat out in the car the other day in the sun where the wind wouldn't strike me. And I just enjoyed sitting out there. No, I wrote some letters sitting out there in the car. Bessie, Daisy, did you go to school? Did you all have a school?
No, I never have a chance to go to school much.
You never did? Did you go at all? Did you all have?
I went a little bit, but not enough to do no good.
Oh. Did you learn to write, though, and read?
Well, I can kind of scratch a little. I can't write. I ain't a writer.
You just don't write?
No.
But you scratch. You okay. Can you write your name?
Yes, ma'am.
You can write your name.
I can write my name.
Well, you have to sign things sometimes.
That's right. Well, I didn't go to school enough to learn that.
You learned
it? I learned it afterwards.
Yeah. Well, Carol could learn you a lot because she could teach you a lot.
She ain't got time to fool with me.
You ain't got time to fool with a grandmother.
No. I guess I better get back young.
You guess you better get back young. Oh, I guess I thought Faye would be coming in a minute or two. She went in to dress. Do you hear a blundering around? It may be that wind. I heard something blundering around in the night last night. And I tried to face the door. The wind was blowing open. And it wasn't so. And I turned my flashlight on. And I thought, well, I wonder what it is. And I happened to think that I bet you that's that possum that he said he saw out here.
A possum.
I said, I bet that's the possum that is making that hit against the window, you know, and the wind made it going.
I heard a running. Well, I was more asleep when I heard that noise. Oh, that's the running. And the dog.
The dog.
I said it was a cat or something under the house.
Under your house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Cats can sure make a noise.
They can.
When they are mating. Ooh. They really are a nuisance. And you all have plenty of them, don't you? Do you have a lot of cats down there?
Yes, ma'am. There's a lot of them come there.
They just stray. And dogs, do you have any dogs now, your own?
No.
Y'all don't have any. And Bessie now, that's the Sarge got killed, so she don't have any. Napoleon's the only thing. She says Napoleon's a good watch thing, though, so he just really can tell when anybody's around. Because he'll make a noise, sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
But he really was as good as a dog, as a watch dog. That's what she told Harry. He was kind of lonesome there after Sarge got killed for a while, because every time we pass, he'd holler a lot. A guy that always hollers at him, you know, blows his horn and does something. Yeah. That way, and he'll answer him, you know, and say something. But I think she said, Bessie said Napoleon was a pretty good watchdog. Was really better than Sarge. Sarge was a smart little old dog. So I guess it was Bessie's just kind of misses him, but anyway, I guess she don't have to worry, really.
When they come, you tell them I had to go.
That you had to go? You just got to go, have you?
Well, I'm going to 11.
Oh, it is? Yeah, I had to 11. Oh, I thought you'd be. She says she's got to go.
Is that Miss Davy?
Yeah.
I just told her. Have I seen that one?
You're going to take your stockings?
I've got my stockings.
Oh!
You got that apron. That's what you got the apron for.
Nice visit, and I'll see you all next week.
Yeah.
Well, that is pretty. That is pretty.
That apron's pretty, that.
Yeah, I don't know how I never see him though. He got ready to go.
Huh? She says quarter till there.